Our virtual and robotic drumming group has been invited to Europe for performances. At the same time, Georgia Tech's large music ensembles, like the marching band and the symphony orchestra, have increased significantly in numbers of participants and sophistication. And smaller groups, like its glee clubs and a cappella groups, have also grown dramatically. We're talking Georgia Tech, folks, not Juilliard. Students are seeking these kinds of opportunities, added Clough. So many, in fact, that we had an old high school on campus that we renovated into our music building, and an old church with a big main hall that worked for some of our singing groups. We also created more casual places for students to exercise their talents, like a stage in the new student center. Clough's effort to make Georgia Tech sing was helped when, in 1996, Georgia Tech served as the Olympic Village, housing athletes for the Atlanta Olympics. Georgia Tech's band director was selected as director of the Olympics band. When the games were over, Georgia Tech was offered the chance to buy many of the instruments the musicians had used for half price. "So we doubled the size of our band overnight," said Clough. "That was one of the triggers that got us started. It was great stuff. Because of that, we have 24 tubas in our marching band. Very few schools have 24 tubas. You check it out next time you watch a bowl game." And very few presidents of premier technology universities boast about their tubas as much as their test tubes. But Clough has reason to boast, because my guess is that by making Georgia Tech sing, and by making other user-friendly additions to the undergraduate teaching system, and by making education overseas easily available for Georgia Tech students, he is producing not just more engineers, but more of the right kind of engineers. People who play instruments or are part of a band have more social skills. They are not just burrowed down in their work, said Clough. And that kind of person, he added, has a better chance of synthesizing and orchestrating insights from many different fields. For instance, said Clough, there is going to be a big demand for engineering around photonics, turning sunlight into electricity. That requires students who are trained in basic engineering, chemical engineering, and electrical engineering. Clough quoted the head of a big engineering firm as telling him recently, "Don't send me engineers who can be duplicated by a computer. I'm sending that work to India. Send me engineers who are adaptable, who can think across disciplines." As above, so below. Georgia Tech's College of Computing has picked up on these road themes and has translated them into specific courses. After the dot-com bubble burst, computer science enrollment at Georgia Tech started to drop precipitously. "Everyone was reading the articles about all the jobs going to India and China," said Rich DeMillo, the former HP chief technology officer who is now dean of the College of Computing. "The number one question from parents was, what will my kid do if all the programming jobs go offshore?" So DeMillo and Merrick First, the associate dean, who was brought in from the International Computer Science Institute at Berkeley, went out into the business world and asked employers two simple questions. Who were they looking to hire, and how were computer geeks being used to add value at their companies? They visited CNN's headquarters in Atlanta, for instance, and were exposed to the massive amounts of digital and analog content the network had piled up. It became obvious that managing all of this content via computing and finding ways to develop it, from televisions to cell phones to video iPods to websites, was going to be a huge growth industry for the right computer science grads, ones who could help tell stories with technology. After thinking all this through, in 2004, DeMillo and First redesigned the computer science major at Georgia Tech around 9 threads, as they refer to them. Each thread is a combination of computing with another field, producing a synthesis of knowledge, where the real value is going to be created. Threads represent a departure from a vertically oriented curriculum whose goal is the creation of students with a fixed set of skills and knowledge, explained First in his course description. A thread is a fundamentally horizontal idea whose goal is to give students the broad collection of skills and learning experiences they need to thrive in the globally competitive, conceptual age. A thread provides an intuitive, flexible, and mutually strengthening set of courses that allows a student to craft his or her own distinctive future. The nine threads are computing and intelligence, computing and embodiment, computing and internet working, computing and platforms, computing and information, computing and people, computing and media, computing and modeling, and computing foundations. You need to take two threads to get a degree in computer science today from Georgia Tech.